Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And good morning, you're back at Hi FM, and the time now is 9 and 10 minutes. You're listening to Hi FM, of course. 101.9 FM on your radio scale. And this is Roy and Friends, and this week we don't have Roy, but we have friends. We're gonna have a nice show. We're gonna talk about a lot of interesting things. We got Peter Feldman with the movies. How are you, Peter?
Yes. We got three movies opening. We'll talk about it in a few minutes.
And that's how are you? Okay.
I'm well. I'm very well.
Thank you.
My eyes are a bit sore from watching movies and watching the football, but what can I say?
You need new glasses. That's what you would say. And we also have Moshe Staugard with us. Good morning, Moshe.
Morning.
And how are you?
Beautiful. Well, it's also Yom Atzmaut today.
We're going to talk about Yom Atzmaut. Of course, we're going to talk about why you're feeling so beautiful.
Because
of last night, and definitely because of the night before, you were also very happy. But I want to talk to you and Peter before we start about the election. We had an election yesterday.
Yes.
In South Africa. How the election goes for you, Peter?
For me, it was fine. I've been voting for many years.
Yeah.
Every time I vote, the people I vote for never come in. The voting station is just up the road from where I live in Rivonia.
Yeah.
And I went there about 9:30. And being a pensioner, you know, you go to the front of the queue. So it took me 5 minutes to vote. And I put my cross in the right place, which I hope. And it was all over. And then I worked yesterday. I'm working on a project, so I didn't take the day off. I had to work. But there's so much to talk about this week.
Lucky us. What do you mean? Like what?
Well, there's the elections. There's the football, which is amazing.
No, we'll talk about it later. Everything is on my agenda.
On your agenda,
but that's why I'm asking you guys to start with the elections, and then we talk.
It's interesting. They're already getting feedback. The ANC seem to be doing pretty well. But I spoke to a couple of people who didn't even vote, youngsters. And I can't understand when you have a vote not to vote. It's not going to help. If you want to move out a political party, you've got to show it at the polling station.
Listen,
you've got to vote.
I think that's very important. Whoever vote have the right to complain after it.
That's right.
If you don't vote, you don't have any right to complain.
People complain all the time, and you ask them, did you vote? No. Why didn't you vote?
No.
Oh, it's not going to help.
If you don't vote and you don't try to change, you don't have any right to complain to anybody. That's not how it works, guys. So definitely, this is our main right. I think the most important right that we have. Under the Constitution, to vote and to make a difference, to try to...
I mean, before 1994, our black population had no voting rights whatsoever. That's why the 1994 was such a landmark election. But since then, the way things have been going with the ANC in power, a lot of people are disillusioned, and I don't blame them. I mean,
that's nothing to do with the right to vote.
It has to do with the ruling party.
Who we all voting for and what they think is their job of ruling the country, of ruling the people. And I think they got it very, very wrong. And you said that ANC think they're looking very good, and I won't be surprised. So we're in for another 5 years.
Because whatever happens, it's still a stigma between race, you know, black and white. It's a black party. Never mind what they will do, they will still be in control, and that's how it is. It's a stigma.
It's
unfortunate. It's not like on merit.
It
was the same with the Nationalist Party, who did the whole apartheid thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't seem to get them out. The Afrikaans people used to
vote
for them in. And every year it was the Nationalist Party, and you had the United Party, and you had the Progressive Party.
Yeah.
And you voted for all the other parties. Parties came, parties left, they didn't leave any mark. But they seem to be sticking there, and it's the same now with the ANC in power. Whatever you seem to be doing, they're still sticking in power.
Again, I don't have any problem with the ANC being in power. I have a problem with the way they run the country.
Absolutely.
And the way
that's a big one.
But the best thing that can happen to this country, if the ANC will be below 50 and they will be forced to have a coalition.
Yeah.
And you know, a very good government, if you got a strong opposition, because then he's watching you, whatever you do. But the moment you got a
weak
majority, Not a weak,
weak opposition.
Not a weak opposition, but you know, a weak because no votes. Well, so they do whatever they want.
Unfortunately, the problem is for us that we don't have an opposition in the country.
That's
the
right.
DA is not an opposition. They are very, very, soft. They're not trying to do anything.
I don't think they can do.
They can be an opposition, exactly like in Israel. It doesn't matter if you in the ruling country or not. If you're supposed to be in the opposition, exactly like you said, you stand in front and keep the government in check. All the time.
Yes.
If you don't do that, you let the government do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Whatever they want. So it's not gonna work.
They've got to first get rid of all those bad people that Ramaphosa said he would. We're gonna see what's happening. I'm sure Ramaphosa will be president again.
So he wants to put his own bad people there.
Well, we'll see what happens, you know, the Aces and Laminis and all those sort of people.
I'm already shaking. It's
shaking
so
your boots,
scary.
Are you?
Again, this guy bringing his own bad people, and this one is having his own bad people, and doesn't matter who steal it, they steal. And that's what we have to change over here and start to think about South African people, because I think these are the last priorities of our government, of the ANC, and they need to change the way they do
stuff. They got to start bringing in investment. They got to start changing their attitude towards.
Did you notice that in the last month we didn't have any load shedding?
Yes, that was very interesting.
Yeah,
starting from this weekend.
They went, you already heard this. I didn't hear it.
I'm just assuming.
Ah, okay. No, I also heard it. I assume it's a joke, but, it will come very, very slow, very, very shortly. Another thing is the roads,
the holes in the roads.
The roads, the, all the traffic, when you need to pay for the road, what you call it? The tolls.
The e-tolls,
whatever.
Having
it's
a
called.
Road.
Yeah, all this, funny stuff. It will come back just now. So they'll put it on hold for a couple of weeks, a couple of months until the election will pass and we can vote for the ANC.
Politicking.
And then we're coming back, with all this stuff. You're talking about electricity will cost you about more than 100%
up
over the next 4 years. It's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You never heard about it. Not even in a third world country that we are, you don't have these hikes.
You don't have this hike.
It's crazy.
And look what's happening to the petrol.
Petrol is out of control.
Totally out of control.
People are paying through their nose, and petrol is what's running the country, what's running the economy, everything is dependent on petrol.
Right. So the taxi fares go up, the transport goes up, bringing the food from
food,
the coast
yes,
to South Africa,
the food
to
costs
Joburg.
More, everything costs more. That will come back to bite us in the ass very, very, very soon, and doesn't matter what Cyril Ramaphosa say, you don't have anything to do about it. And he knows that, so I think he only wants power and to get what he needs from this country. And unfortunately, we're not going to go in any other way in the next 5 years. I just want to see how quick the government will forget about us and start to make problem. We're going to go to commercials quickly. After that, we have a song, a happy birthday song for Israel that's celebrating a 71st birthday today. We're going to talk about it a little bit more after Peter will do the movies. But after the commercials, we're going to go to a song. The song is a song that we put quite a lot in the show here. It's called Happy Birthday, and it's by Eden Band. And the Eden Boy Band was part of the Eurovision many years ago in the 90s. And it's nice to mention it because the Eurovision Song Contest is actually going to be in Tel Aviv next week. And it's...
This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're sorry about that. We're going to come back to it a bit later. We got Peter Feldman with us, and we're going to do, like every week, we're going to do what new movies have this week, and we're gonna actually give you guys some double tickets. So, Peter gonna ask you a question, you have to answer it. WhatsApp the answer to 061-895-1019 or SMS number 34519. Peter, to you.
Yes, we've got three movies opening tomorrow. Interesting because they're a diverse mix The first one's called The Intruder, and Dennis Quaid is a very well-known actor who hasn't been in movies for quite a while. He's aged a bit, and here he plays a guy who sells his beautiful home in the country to a couple, an African-American couple, who move in and start changing the house as they want to, because it's their house now. But this guy needs the money, and he's really reluctant to sell the house, but he had to because he's in debt. But he doesn't let go, and he keeps visiting the house. He's the intruder, and it's a kind of psychological thriller, because he's always there, he's in the garden, he's trying to help, he fancies the woman who's come in, and it doesn't have any new elements. It's one of these films that you know what's going to happen. He gets in there, he's a bit deranged, and he's going to cause problems. With him is Michael Ealy and Megan Good. They play the other couple. And I found it boring after a while. You know what's going to happen. It's very violent. There's scenes there that you expect to happen.
Is it a thriller or horror?
No, it's not really a horror. Okay. It's a thriller. It's a psychological thriller. He's happening there. They're sitting in the lounge, and suddenly his head appears at the window. He's watching what's going on. He goes to work, and then he's in the back door bringing her cake. Now, what is he doing there? I mean, if you sold your house, you're out. You're no longer involved. And there's a couple of twists and turns which you can see coming. So it's not really new. There's nothing fresh about The Intruder. And I was actually quite bored. And Dennis Quaid obviously needs the work. And it focuses on him. He is the star. And he pulls faces, ugly faces, very well. And he brings in that scary element to the movie, but as a whole, the movie didn't work for me. Then there was a second movie, Diane Keaton. Now, Liel, there's not many movies made in Hollywood where they deploy mature women like Diane Keaton and a few others. There are not many roles. But this is a film in which Diane Keaton is co-producer, and she's brought in quite a few of her friends. Rhea Perlman. Remember Rhea Perlman? She was in a TV series. She
was married. Wife.
That's right. And she's in it. And Pam Grier, who's been an action woman. And there's quite a few others. Jackie Weaver, who looks a lot like Dolly Parton. And they're in an old age home. They're in a retirement village, a beautiful retirement village in Atlanta, Georgia. And the Diane Keaton character named Martha always wanted to be a cheerleader, but she didn't quite make it as a teenager. And when she joins the retirement village, they've asked her if she wants to do anything different. Has she got any projects, any clubs? So she introduces this cheerleading club. And it's quite funny. I enjoyed it. It's very breezy. There's a lot of in-jokes. I don't think enough of my colleagues liked it. Some of my younger colleagues who saw the movie said, please. But I thought it was great fun. And it's people will
eventually, all of us are going to be there.
Yes, eventually. And Diane Keaton, I mean, she's so mannered. She's very dowdy the way she dresses. She wears those spectacles. And it's her character. And then you see her breaking out later in the film as she finds her feet, her dancing feet. And as I said, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great fun. And then there's the third movie called The Hustle. Now, we've had about six, seven different versions of The Hustle. We had the Michael Caine and Steve Martin kind of scam artists. This is a two young women, Rebel Wilson, who's the Australian actress. She's quite a size. Mm-hmm. And we've got Anne Hathaway. And they play two characters who get back at some rotten people who've done things to them. And they're scam artists. Rebel Wilson is the lower end of the scale. And Anne Hathaway is the upper end. I haven't seen the movie. I'm going to see it tonight. It opens tomorrow, but they're only showing it us tonight. And I'm always a bit weary before when they show a movie a day before they open, because are they scared what the media are going to write about it? Or is that just the way Hollywood works? So I'm going tonight to see the movie at Sandton City, and I'll report on it next week.
Yeah.
So the three movies are The Intruder, Poms, and The Hustle. My question to our lovely listeners is, who plays the lead role in The Intruder? I mentioned his name. Just give his name, even if you don't spell it correctly. And I just want to mention that there are T's and C's involved. Mm-hmm. This is a new Metro giveaway. We have a deal with them. You can see the movie in the VIP area, because we have a special deal with them. 2D or 3D. You can't go and see it in the Extreme Theater or the 4DX. You can't see the film on the week of release. And you can't book online. You've actually got to go there with your Mobi codes, which I will send you. And I will phone you and speak to you and give you your Mobi codes. I'll SMS it. Tell them when you go and pick up your tickets that are complimentary Mobi codes at the box office, because people can get Mobi codes when they book online and they have to pay for it. So tell them this is a competition winner. And they're valid for 3 months. So if you don't want to use it now, you can use it in 2 months' time. And these are all at New Metro. And there's such a wide selection of movies to watch. So if you don't see the movie opening this week, you can always see a movie that's already opened. And there's a lot from which you can select. Great. Thanks, Leo.
Yeah, we had. You're very welcome. Just to give you the numbers, again, it's WhatsApp line 061-895-1019. The SMS number 34519. We already have a couple of
winners.
Yeah, a couple of winners, couple of
people who've responded.
People who've responded. Terrific. Couple of answer. Not yeah. Ivy, try again. You're very close. What else we have? Yeah, go down a little bit quick. There's another guy that says shalom. Ata de Ber Emet of Africa. No change. It's from before. No, it's now. Coming my opinion, I voted Likud Hoda. Toda. Okay. No problem. Guys, keep on sending your answers. The intruder. Who is the main character?
In the intruder.
The actor in the main, of the main character. Let's try again. Paul McCartney want to say a happy birthday to Israel. I think it's quite nice. I like this version. Let's go to a song and we'll be back just now.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed Paul McCartney saying us happy birthday to Israel. Today is Yom Ha'atzmaut. I want to talk a little bit about, especially yesterday, Moshe. I enjoyed it fairly, eh? Well, we're talking about the soccer, we're talking about the Champions League. After yes. Tuesday night, that Liverpool did so well and trashed Barcelona 4-0 to get to the final awesome. In Madrid on the 1st of June. Yesterday, very, very, very surprising game and surprising result from Tottenham that was definitely the underdog in this game. Yeah. And I think in the competition. Did spectacularly well, really, now, really.
You know, I was watching it just last night, and
by the way, Moshe is a Tottenham supporter.
We have to mention that.
I'm a Tottenham supporter for the last 60 years.
Peter and me over here are Liverpool supporters, yeah. So we're going to meet on the 1st of June.
Yes,
great. It's going to be interesting.
Whatever happens, but you know, last night, on the second half, when they played,
yeah.
They showed character.
That's it.
And that's the most important thing. Because for Tottenham to come back from a 2-0 and to win, it's almost...
Listen, I don't know if you watch...
Unbelievable. They never did it.
Did you watch the Liverpool game all the way after the game? Did you watch it after the game finished?
No.
Because there was one of the most beautiful...
Scenes
that I ever saw in my life.
Anfield, yeah, because you're
all the players with the bench, with the assistants, with the everybody, about 30, 40 people was standing in front of the cop when the cop is singing to them, "You Never Walk Alone." They sang with it, they cried, they hug each other. It was just, I don't know if there is a guy that likes soccer and don't understand that that's what it's all
about. You
know,
Leo, when you go to play at Anfield, there's another element that's not on the field, it's off the field, and that's the crowd. That is the spectators who... So it's very difficult to win at Anfield because you've got the spirit, and they've got the spirit. I think the manager has now reintroduced an element that is unbeatable. It's a spirit. You feel you can do it, and everybody... works together when they hold the flag and when they...
And very, very emotional. You saw it yesterday at the Tottenham game as well. The emotions are...
Okay.
And definitely in the semi-finals, it's already almost the end of the season. We are in the middle of May and people played for 10 months now.
I never saw Pochettino crying. Last night he was crying because he couldn't believe it. It was so emotional.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was sitting, you know, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting and I was...
No, it was amazing. I was holding my hand in my, my head in my hand for about 15 minutes. I really couldn't believe it. The Liverpool game, it was amazing, but I still think that Liverpool were very much the favorites, and I expected to them,
Barcelona.
I wasn't expected to them to go through, but I expected them to win comfortably, like 2-0, maybe 3-0, 3-1, but they did something amazing, but I still expected to them. Yesterday, what Tottenham did was unbelievable.
You know what I think about Barcelona? I think Barcelona is an old team. They were beautiful, fantastic in 2009. They developed something, the tiki-taka, you know. They must get rid of a couple of players. Because it's only Messi. You know, some of them it's an old team.
I'm watching the Spanish League and, Anthony Quayle. Okay, sorry, I'm just reading.
Anthony Quayle?
Yeah, it was a bad, bad shot at the guy. Yeah?
Anthony Quayle.
No problem.
He has an accent.
Anthony Quayle. It sound like, a little bit sound like the name that we're looking for.
There's so many versions of the intruder. If you, Google it.
Is it?
Yes, the
name. Don't Google it, guys. Listen
to what we said. This is a movie opening. It's a new movie.
Keep on trying, guys. Keep on trying. We're gonna get it. We're gonna give you some tickets. The question is the intruder. Who is the main actor in the intruder? We were talking about the Champions League and what Barcelona and Ajax gonna wait for next season. This season it's gonna be Tottenham against Liverpool at the final in Madrid in the Wanda Stadium, in the new beautiful stadium of Atletico Madrid, on the 1st of May at 9 o'clock in the evening.
1st of June.
1st of June. 1st of May going
to
be next
year. See, I do listen to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really want everybody to watch this game and to be excited like us. We definitely are excited about it. Barcelona, I tell you what's the problem with Barcelona. First of all, they don't have a team. I'm watching a lot of the Spanish, and my favorite team in Spain is Barcelona. I watch a lot of games of Barcelona. This year they were very, very average. They were playing around one player. Rest of the team didn't really perform. Of course, that a player like this, that I think is one of the best players ever touched the ball, or the best player ever touched the ball, can really carry a team, and when he have a great season, he can actually bring them cups and take the team on his back. But Barcelona are not a great team. And Messi, he is the greatest player in the world, but he is not a leader, and that's the problem. You saw him yesterday after they lost, he disappeared. He disappeared. Thank the audience. Bring your team. You're the captain. Bring your team to thank the audience. After the game, go in, interview, talk to the media, explain.
He didn't want it.
Go away.
The fight.
All this other stuff. Yes.
Also, you know.
All these stories after it. Again, he is not a leader. And that's exactly what happened to Argentina as well. You need to be a leader, not only the best player.
No, because you see, and you're absolutely right. Sometimes, the best player is not the captain. The captain is the leader. The best player can be the best player.
What's the thing going around? Barcelona?
Yeah.
Barcelona went to the match.
Yeah. No, why Barcelona?
Barcelona played Liverpool and they went to the match.
Yeah.
And what was it for? For nothing.
For nothing.
They just didn't get it.
They ask why Messi came to Anfield.
Nothing. Yeah.
Why Messi came to Anfield?
For nothing.
Yeah, I went for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, let's go and listen to commercials. After that, another song, and we come back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
And the time now is 9:44. We mentioned before, this is Independence Day of Israel. We are celebrating 71 years to Israel. And I got some facts about Israel. I will read them and let's see what Moshe and Peter will have to say about them. By the way, thank you for all the answers that you send us on a question today on the movies. We got our winners, and we're going to send you guys the tickets.
The Moby tickets. I will contact these numbers in the next couple of days. Please answer your phone, because I've had a problem where I phone people and it just rings. I left messages.
If not, I will go and watch
them. I'm sure you will. But you're going to stand in line.
So Israel has the third highest rate of internship.
Internship.
No,
Entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs. Yes, entrepreneurship. Yes.
It have the highest rate of
entrepreneurship
among women and people over 55 in the world.
Wow. So there's hope for me.
Not over 70, over 55.
Thanks.
Israel was the first country to ban underweight models. Well done, Israel. Israeli banknotes have braille marking on them.
Braille.
You know braille.
It's for the blind.
Yes. If it was for the seeing, I would be
worried. You heard about Stevie Wonder, yeah.
Now, did you saw Stevie Wonder's wife?
No, is he? Didn't. We know that. Yeah, let's not get off the subject.
Okay. I've got here Golda Meir. Golda Meir was Israeli Prime Minister. She was became the Israeli Prime Minister in 69. She was only the third woman elected to lead a country in the modern world.
That's right.
Do you know that? And since then we didn't have any women, so it's fine.
It only
happened once 50 years ago. There is no, this one is not interesting. Israel has 137 official beaches. Did you know that?
Beaches,
the ones by the sea.
Okay.
Yes.
That's clear.
Yes. But only 273 kilometers of coastline.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, we like our beaches. I'm sure. In regard to the population, Israel has the highest ratio of varsity degrees.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The same goes to the ratio of its museum. We got the most museum in the world per capita. And startup companies. Startup, it's a company that start a new kind of invention or an idea or whatever and go with it. Motorola developed the first cell phone. The company in Israel. Mm. Yeah. A voicemail technology was developed in, guess? Yes, how did you know?
People? I don't know, I took a wild guess. I'm on fire.
The first antivirus software for a computer was created in Israel in 1979.
Gosh.
Yep. Israel published more books translated from other languages than any other nation in the world. And you know, Moshe, we called Am HaSefer.
Yes.
The people of the book.
That's right.
That's how we call ourselves. And that's one of the proofs. Very nice.
And when is the Israeli football team going to improve?
Okay, we're not going to go there. Yes, do you know the city of Beersheba? It's Israel's third biggest city, I think, or fourth. The biggest city in the Negev, in the south of Israel, Beersheba, have the highest number of chess grandmasters per capita in the world.
Because the Russians over there.
In Beersheba.
There are plenty of Russians, because the Russians, all the immigrants from Russia, they were fantastic
very good
chess players.
Very, very good at chess players. Only two countries began the 21st century with a net gain in the number of trees. Gee, Israel was one of it, yeah. The opening scene of Al Pacino, The Insider, was shot in Israel. Guys, who cares about it? Come on. You know that Haifa, it's the third biggest city in Israel. It's in the north, third or fourth, I don't know about it. In Israel has the smallest subway system in the world.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. It's 1.8 kilometer tracks with only four carriages.
Yeah, Carmelit,
yeah, you're right. Let's go for commercials and we're back with some more facts and say our goodbyes just now.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Peres.
And you're back with us. We're giving you some facts about Israel on Israeli 71st Independence Day. Let's go for some more facts and then we'll say our goodbyes when Craig will send us away. Israel is one of the only three democracies in the world without a constitution. Yeah, we don't have a constitution. The other two are, you know, one of them.
No.
No?
No.
England.
Oh.
And New Zealand.
Wow.
The Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, located 0.212 kilometers.
Yes?
Yeah. 200 meters below sea level. It's the lowest freshwater lake in the world.
Wow.
The Dead Sea is the lowest place in the world.
The Dead Sea.
Also is in Israel, yeah. People can easily float in the Dead Sea due to its unusually high salt concentration and minerals.
Have they ever tried to revive it?
The Dead Sea? Mm. I don't think it's possible. It's almost impossible to dive into it. Yeah. Well, I tried plenty of time and I think it's impossible, not almost.
Yeah. What happens when you dive into it?
You just go back up.
So you got a few bruises.
There is a lot of... it gives you contrite. It gives you... You can't go in it.
Brilliant.
Push you back out. Amazing.
Like
amazing.
A trampoline.
Like a trampoline. Something like that, yeah. Let's do this. You know that El Al, Israeli national airline, set the world record for the most passenger on a commercial flight.
For the most amount.
And for the most
number, actually.
The biggest number of people.
The number of people on the... How
the
many
world
were they?
Record for the most passenger on a commercial flight.
And how much were they?
I don't know. I'll guess about 700-800 grand they pushed, you know. Some,
put five to
some
a seat.
Some sit on the wings. Aisle. No. Wherever they can.
You heard of Zambian Airlines.
We need to make money. No? No?
They
no.
got the toilets on the wings outside.
Yeah? Yeah. So just telling them go outside to have a...
Yeah. Okay.
Schlift. Okay. Guys, that's all we have time for. So we're not going to continue with the rest of the stuff. Last word, Peter.
I just want to say thank you for being with us today, for entering our competition, and have an enjoyable Shabbat, and goodbye.
Thank you. Moshe?
First of all, Chag Sameach to all the for the Israeli Independent Day, and many, many more 71 years old. I hope you know that it will go forever.
It will.
That's
it will.
How it is. That's what we need.
It will definitely go forever. There's nothing that can take us away from there. And this is our country. And like the facts that I said, we have one of the greatest countries in the world. I hope we will succeed to show we are all
going. And especially intellectually.
Intellectually, we keep on surprising the world, and I think they don't know even how to handle us. But that's their problem, not ours. We will keep on doing what we're doing.
That's right.
Guys, have a great, great day. Chag Sameach. I hope everything will go well with the elections. Have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.